کمالگای خود و دویجی خود SPS کردی.
استرالیکان نوزراون با بکر هنانی زمانی انگلیزی تایبت بخویان. دیان سال بکر هندراو با کر کردن و تویش کردنی وشو در برین. لگل اما زور جار گشتیارکان و کوچ برن نویکان زور سرسام دکات.
What about the word heaps? Had you heard that before?
Which one?
Heaps?
No.
Like it's just to go to one heaps?
No, like it means a lot.
No,
I didn't know it.
Heaps?
Oh no, I have no idea.
Arvo? Brecky?
Oh no.
Esky?
I have no idea what this means.
Do you know what it means if it's your shout?
No, what is it?
What about Chucky Yui?
No, Australians use a lot of slangs. They have usually near their own language. You have to make a big effort to understand some words.
Ingrid Piller, professori applied linguistica la Zankoi Macquarie la Sydney. Dalet halwesti Australiakan sabarat bazmani inglizi lawane ruba rubanawayek be bozorkas.
Many of the migrants we've done language learning research with, they come from highly educated backgrounds and had very good formal English that they'd learned in school when they came to Australia, but then they had experiences where they just didn't understand the pronunciation.
لنمونه یک دا کوچبران را هندراون با وشه نبیستراو که پیشانیان داوه لکومیته یونانی ارتدکس با تمندریجکان. ام جیگایه لئرلووده، گرک یک لروجاوی سیدنی. ام گرکه زورترین قصکری زمانی یونانیان هیل لأسترالیا با بوچونی دواهمین سرجمیر. فرمانبر زوی دلید زمانی که تکلاو دروس بوه لانجام کوچبرانی نویده و هولدن فیر زمانی انگلیزی بن.
It was made up by us Greek Australians. It was easier for us. To speak this thing, we understood one another what we meant. We wanted to go to the garage. The prime minister garage. Wanted to go to the hamburger shop. Pamina parame hamburger.
Sofia, danishtui chauderi betamanchuakan, ushe bakhcha rundakat bewargerani yonan australi.
In Greece, we call it different. First time we started, the time we started, we call it yeah. To Yari. Well, we got a Yari. But now, in English, is a garden. Because we can spell it garden. It's not Greek, that one.
It's a Greek Australian.
Greek Australian, exactly. Good.
Professor Ingrid Piller Dalet, I'm Tekalawiya Gishtia, La Komalgai, Awarakan.
Sometimes these migrant languages, like Greeklish, that it really exists in every community, are quite different from the homeland. And often people, when they go back, actually experience a kind of surprise because, you know, they stand out, actually, as speakers who come from elsewhere.
Am ferman bare mala chauderi betamanchuakan namune yek dada.
Semija. So it means sandwich. So I guess Aussie would say sangal. For Greeks, it would be semija, like Greek slang.
So what would happen if you went to Greece and said that word?
They would be looking at you like, so what does that mean? Yeah.
بلام جگه لکوچ بری نوی و گشتیارکان و زحمت دکیشن لگل زمانی استرالیکان، شیوه پیوندی لبینی دو کس ده دگوره لسرخو؟ پروفیسر پیلا دلیت باله.
There are more and more of us with more and more languages, but at the same time, those of us who don't speak those other languages are more and more exposed to words and items from other languages. So English is the language of Australia, but English is becoming more and more a kind of special Australian English with influences from all kinds of other languages. And that's really different from the other languages. Now, from the other Englishes, like American English, British English.
Professor Pilar Basi Diardeyek Daka Wak Wargirdini Kultur Kamabasti Barfrawani Wushakana Ledwai Kulturi Komalgakan.
Slowly we also see Arabic words like, for instance, halal and making their words into the Australian dictionary, yalla, habib, those kinds of words. You don't need to know, full-blown Arabic to kind of know those words. You hear your friends in school say them, and it really happens with young people more than older people.
اما گورانی سرکی برنامه رخنو رشوایی چنل نوی تلویزیون بناو هیر کم دا حبیبز. در باره بخیزان که لبنان استرالی والوتوی هم برده و بریان کرد با دولمنترین گرکی استرالیا. اکمال صالح نکته چی استرالیا که لمصر لدائک بوا. دلیت برنامه وک هیر کم دا حبیبز و پیتزا لس بی اس یارمتی درن با هینانی پیش وی ووشه نوی با نوزمانی استرالی.
When Anglo people start using it, that's when you kind of go, hey, that's great. You know, shows like Pizza and Here Come the Habibs have introduced these little slang terms, lingo, that it's become, whether they use them or not, you can use them and know that you're going to be generally understood by someone who go, I get the drift of what you're saying.
Salah dalet gaurabun la jingay ki jawaz buari dadat bo ferbuni wushaw zarawai kulturiter. هندك لوانه نشانه باش نبو.
When I went to school, everyone knew the equivalent swear words in Greek and in Arabic, and because I went to a really multicultural school, and so it was all the swear words. Everyone knew the swear words, you know, and things like the show Pizza. I mean, the people who did Pizza weren't Arabic at all. I think one of them was, but the main writers were Turkish and Maltese, and they didn't speak Arabic. But somehow they kind of capitalized on these words like Habib and swear words in Arabic. They knew that it was popular. They knew that people could relate to it and identify with it straight away, even though they didn't speak that language themselves.
One, two, three, yo!
Maria Tran, Vietnamese Australia, les yudu salida. Khoyu braderekani ko benawa le cheshkhane ek le kabramata. Garak ek le bashuri rojalati Sydney. با بوچونی سرجمیرکا خلقوا لفیتنام و هاتونه یک لسه دانشتوانی کبرماته یه لگل زورتر لسه دا چلی دانشتوکان ویتنامیز قصه اکن. مریه معنی ووشه یو روندکاته و.
یو. We pretty much use it during celebrations, birthdays, parties, weddings. Everyone will clink their glasses together and they will say one, two, three, yo, and drink all together.
One, two, three, yo!
برادری مریا، ناوی فیلیپ، دلت کومگای ویدنمیزکان هر وحا ورگیرانی خوانیان هیا با گدای میت.
Kwaikom. It's the Vietnamese equivalent of, hey mate, how you going? Aussie friends that are around you'd say, Kwaikom, how are you? How you going? It's like our way of saying, g'day mate.
هرچند کلوین نیون دلت او کومگای و ویدنامی نین هندک لزمانکیان ورگرن.
مکوا.
And what does that mean?
It actually means too expensive. Yeah, you use it all the time. Like say we here in Thaiming restaurant and we got the council come check very often, and they often ask us, oh, how much you pay for that cleaning? And we often say, oh, $500, and they'd be like, mak wa, and they're local. They're not Vietnamese. So they just pick it up from us, you know.
گوتن لرپورت که SBS بو سبارت با کلتور جواز و بکرهنانی زمان انگلیزی لآسترالیا. ام رپورت للاین ابی اوبراین آمده کرابو.
SBS کردی مجارکان من لسر فیسبوک بلاو بکوا شیر بکوا.